Unit 8. Lesson F.
The Brit School. What do Adele, Jessie J, Katie Mellower and The Feeling all have in common? Yes, they are all successful young British recording artists with award-winning albums to their name, but there is something else that links them. They all attended the famous Brit School in Croydon, London. So, what is the Brit School exactly, and why is it so famous? It is Britain's only performing arts and technology school, dedicated to helping students interested in art, dance, music, theatre, TV, film, and the technologies that make performance possible. However, it is not a stage school, but rather a free, state-funded secondary school with normal school hours dedicated to giving its pupils a good education. Consequently, it is oversubscribed, with only one applicant in three gaining a place at the school. Typically, students come from schools which lack the resources needed to support their creative interests. They switch schools at 14 or 16 after going through a selection process of workshops, interviews and performances. As well as learning performing arts, pupils study the mechanics and the economics of the entertainment industry so that they are fully prepared for working in such an insecure and competitive field. All this and regular education too. This school aims to solve the dilemma of parents who don't want to crush their children's dreams, but also require that they have something solid to fall back on, should their dreams be shattered. When you walk into the Brit School, you can immediately tell that it is different. The noise level is generally very loud, with all sorts of instruments being played and people singing, dancing and chanting behind every door. Classmates sit in the corridor at lunchtimes with guitars, composing songs or rehearsing with each other. Students wear extraordinary clothes and have equally extraordinary hair. Individuality is accepted, even expected. People don't have to fit in at this school as there is nothing to fit into. Instead, the school fits round the student as far as possible. So, let us take a look at some of the bright young things who have passed through these school doors and made a name for themselves in the world of entertainment. Adele moved to the Brit School because she wanted more opportunities to develop her musical talent. She graduated in 2006, and the same year, a record company saw a demo of hers online and offered her a recording contract. Her debut album, 19, came out in 2008 and sold around 7 million copies worldwide. The following year, she won the Grammy Award for Best New Artist, and her next album, 21, sold 31 million copies. Jessie J was at the Brit School with Adele. She began her performing career at the age of 11 when she appeared in a West End musical. After leaving school, she got a contract with Sony as a songwriter. She also signed to a record company and released an album called Who You Are. The second release from that debut album, Price Tag, reached number one in 19 countries. Since then, she has released several more albums and appeared as a talent show judge. Katie Mellower hit the number one spot in the UK album chart at 19 while she was still a Brit School student, confirming her as one of the UK's top new artists in 2004. Her second album has sold over 2 million copies in the UK and Europe to date. In 2006, she had her first solo tour of the USA. Four out of the five members of The Feeling attended the Brit School in the 1990s and became friends. In 2003, they joined forces to form a soft rock band and started playing gigs in a ski resort in Switzerland. By 2006, they had released their first album and were the most played band on the radio that year. 10 years later, in 2016, they released their fifth studio album, which was simply called The Feeling.